Blog Talk Radio.
From the track.
Converse that I got from the canteen. I'm a boss, check to the point. All that talking bitch, get to the point. Every time I put the pen down, I get to the point.
Welcome to the Drive at 5. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. I did not set that song to play. I don't know how that song automatically played, but the good thing about it, I'm glad that it did. Let me tell you before you say your part. Let me tell you the whole crazy part is that I actually set the show earlier today, and I was on my computer, and I was doing a lot of things, and I set the show, and I did not set that song to play. And the funny thing about it all was that I was locked out of getting into the show on the time, and I thought that I was already logged in, and had I not been locked in after that bomb went off, it would have just been a mute or silent. So I'm just glad that there was something that was able to, you know, keep you guys' attention. Of course, you know, that was one of my songs, but that song is on iTunes as well. But, excuse me, I'm excited, Larissa, and what were you getting ready to say? Welcome to The Drive at 5.
Man, I'm going to just say this. Nothing happened by accident. I actually thought you intentionally put that car on because it was like a – you going to see me over here just moving, just down the honey. Like, don't nobody
wow.
Take my bill. That's right. I need no permission to do what I want to do for my life. And I decided,
right.
And I choose love and happiness and positive. So I love
right.
I thought that it's right on time and especially for a call like ours, Reggie, because it's unorthodox, and you never know what shift it may take. You know, we started off talking about driving fire, getting out of traffic, getting out of debt. But we really don't talk much about that. But that's cool because when you the author, founder, visionary, CEO, partner, and all the other good stuff, you can do what you want to do, and that's the position what we're trying to get everybody in. We want you to know that
right.
You work your J-O-B. But, hey, use it as a stepping stone. Use it as your plan B. But your plan A should be yourself. Say, my plan A is me. And that's what you're doing. Your plan A should be what is it you want to do for your vision. We don't want to go and when our number call, we 60 under and we took them down there with us. No, we want to be empty, just a body. We already live our purpose. So I actually thought that call was on intentional and on purpose. But it was definitely right on time. Nothing happened by accident.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm just sitting here and I'm just listening to you talk, and I'm just like, I really, really appreciate you for being on the show with me. I mean, because when I'm here and I'm doing the show by myself, it's just like, I was just trying to figure out like, okay, so wait a minute, it's just like it's different. It's like a different kind of energy that I have when I just do it by myself, and not saying that I can't, but it's this energy that I love right to project off, so people can hear your side. I mean, because you don't always take sides with me on stuff, you know what I mean? You have different views on different things. It's not like we're always on the same page on everything, but just to hear your side of things is what actually puts the piece to the puzzle. It's your side with my side that will create a powerful side that they won't be able to tear down, because there's two different things going on here. And let me just say this. What me and Larissa have actually created with us doing this call
it's genuine to a whole different kind of level. Because see, anybody else, and I'll just tell you this, it's when you get started in the business, it's really important that you know who you get started with, because the person that you're actually partnering up with in these things, these businesses, these are individuals that are supposed to take you to your next level. I mean, what kind of characteristic does this person uphold? You know, do they know a lot about the business? Are they making money? Have they made money? All of these things are very, very, very important nuggets that you need to know when you get started to partner up with these businesses. So here's the thing with me and Larissa. Larissa is on her own separate team. And usually people do what me and Larissa are doing only together because they're on the same team and they can benefit off of it. See, there is no benefit with me and Larissa putting on this thing. So we are really pouring into the universe from her side. If her, and oh my God, and I could just see this. It's crazy. It's so crazy. We are two forces on one call that is actually taking things to a whole nother level, because our energies are going to attract two different audiences. I keep telling y'all that's very, very, very important. That's why you have to know. You have to know when building your business who represents your business. What kind of people do you represent? So it's just like now people are going to exactly, and people are attracted to what they like. And somebody who's into suits may not be attracted to me because I'm not into suits. I'm into wearing golf clothes. I'm into wearing, golf shorts. I'm into wearing casual clothes to go make big money. I don't have to wear the designers anymore. I'm putting an X on that. I think I'm going to make a whole new wave and change to where I just go start to shop at Target, because you know what? That stuff really doesn't make me any different. It makes me feel the same way when I go home and lay down in the bed that you feel.
Right.
Like I shouldn't have bought that. It's on the floor. I only wore that once. So now my whole mindset has changed with this whole opportunity in this business. And it's just like, what you say, Larissa?
And I
what you say?
And I may take you back.
Right. It's like it's at the end of the day, it's like okay, seriously, like, all right, I just spent this amount of money for this that I only could wear one time. So now I'm focusing on me getting a Ford Focus, having over $1 million inside of my bank account shopping at Target. That's my new focus.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go. My mindset has changed to where now I don't want to post anymore on social media. I want to have it to where my business is running all the way by itself, to where that I have somebody doing it for me.
Right.
Because our bills are residual, so why not have residual income? Why not? Why not? Why not earn? Why, you know? And Larissa, this is the crazy part too. This is what I learned. The thing is that people are afraid to hear what other people have to say when they say this kind of stuff. They're afraid because you got some people out there that are really doing scams. They're saying you can make $5,000, you deposit this check in your account. That's not what we're asking you to do. We're not telling you to send us any money to do this or to do that. Listen, we have to help you go to your next level. That's the whole partnership bonding thing that takes place. We have to help you. Now, a lot of people hear that, oh, we will help 1,000 families. They think that they could sign up like a food stamp line and then, okay, somebody's just going to donate money to you like that. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to put in some of the work, and we'll put in the other part of the work so that everything works, you know, together. Larissa, I know that we've been stepping on the 30-33. I've been promoting it. You've been promoting it. The world is starting to promote it. If you start checking the hashtags on Instagram and just put in hashtag 30-33, I'm sure you'll start seeing all of us pop up.
Yeah.
30-33. You'll start to see all of us pop up. You'll start to see that it's real. You'll start to see it's a whole group of people out there that are actually earning money from home after they've left their job. See, we're not telling you to leave your job right now. I mean, because eventually you will, because you're going to start earning more than you ever made at a job. That's what happens.
Right.
That's what happens. So, you know, why would I go back to a job that's paying me $13 an hour or $15 an hour when now I'm earning $5,000 for 1 week? Why? So this is the difference. See, the thing is, most of the time you guys have seen these kind of advertisements, earn money from home. Some of them are fake, but then you now have the opportunity to realize which ones are real. There's no voice talking about this. There's no voice talking about this right now. There's no voice talking about how you could actually, you know, earn money from home doing the home-based business. We are fresh. We are the first ones to do it. See, this is what it's called when you create your own lane. They said the person that solves the most problems makes the most money. This is keep – every day that I wake up, this is what I'm hearing in my head. You know who's saying that? Stormy Wellington. This is what she's telling me. And the crazy part is when she was saying it the whole time, it was just like, what is she saying? So I'm solving a problem here. We're solving a problem here. We're solving a big problem. There's a lot of people that are afraid to work from home. There's a lot of people afraid to build a home-based business. There's a lot of people afraid to be their own boss. A lot of people you're putting on, you're saying, oh, you know, I'm a boss and this, that, and the third. But then I'm asking you, what do you retail to be a boss? You're looking at like, I don't know. There's no way you can be a boss if you're not retailing anything. You think you're just going to be a boss because you look good? You think you're going to earn $1 million and it's just going to fall in your lap and you're not going to have to get up and you're going to make boss moves? Every day we have to get up and remind ourselves it's a new day. Every day we take our Nutriverse to start our day. We take our NRG to start our day. It's a lifestyle. We drink our tea to detox. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. But see, the funny thing about this whole lifestyle is that now, just with us sharing our results, just with us doing what the products tell us that, you know, but with us taking the products and the products doing what they say that they're going to do, we're able to have some crazy, amazing results to where people are now following us, asking us, how can we do what you're doing? How can I get those products for my mom? I'm tired of being in repossession. I need to get my own business. I'm tired of going in foreclosure. I need to buy my house. I'm tired of being fired from a job. I need to be my own boss. When are you going to make the decision? When are you going to step out on faith? When are you going to truly believe? Because guess what? I'm going to be honest with you. This business ain't for everybody. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to be honest with you. If you're probably saying it's a scam, it's not for you yet. Because look at me. I was saying it was a scam for the longest. But then it came right back around and showed me something totally different. Showed me something totally different. And all of the preconceived notions that I had, it was all stupid. It was all stupid stuff. I didn't even know what I was talking about. I was saying, oh, they doing a pyramid. Like it's something wrong with saying that. I'm thinking that a pyramid is something you go to jail for. I'm walking around listening to other people, and I'm sure we know all of them too, where they say that, oh, they doing a pyramid. That's when you look at them like, you just as dumb as the person that told you that. Because everything is a pyramid. Duh. Your job is a pyramid. Your government is a pyramid. Duh. Oh, somebody just woke up. They're meaning a Ponzi scheme. When they say it's a scam, they're thinking Ponzi scheme, ladies and gentlemen. Ponzi scheme. Ponzi scheme means that it's just only money being involved. It's like money, whatever, you know, put your money up and you can get extra money after this week and all of that. That's a scam.
There's no product. We have a product, a consumable product that you can eat or drink. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I just answered all of your preconceived notions and all of your rumors and all of your questions. Larissa, I'm going to invite you back to the line.
Yes, consumable. Consumable meaning when you finish drinking your product or use your product, if it takes you 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 30 days, you're done. Consumable means you need to order some more. They go order from you because they need some more because they order from you the first time. That's residual. That sells something. That's helping somebody solve a problem. I tell you, and you're so right. You definitely answered the question. If anybody say, oh, that stuff is just a scam, and you definitely answered those questions, Red. But also, I want to touch back on the 3033 and what it means to me. It's so ironic. I was speaking with a young one of my team members today, and she just, you know, we kind of check up on each other every now and then, and she said, Coach, I love this 3033. What I love about it is the fact that when I go exercise, because I told her she's one of the people that I think she's been on exercise, Red. I think she's been on, took her product and did her everything in before 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, I wake up and I see you with sweat on your face and about on your bicycle, whatever. But she said, well, what this is doing for me, I said, well, how much weight did you lose? She said, well, Coach, I didn't even get on the scale. She said, I can tell you this. I know my body is transformed because I look different. I feel different. But it ain't about weight loss for me. Now, mind you, she's a thick girl like me. And she still say it ain't about weight loss. And it's so ironic because I said, well, shoot, for me too, yeah, I want to lose weight and I know it'll come by default. But for me, I have to set my mind, psych myself out that it's really for me. That it's about, you know, my heart pumping, blood flowing. And she said, you know what mostly I'm getting? And when she said this, I caught a chill and I realized I got the same thing. She said, it's the freedom I'm getting in my mind. What she mean by that is because she go alone and exercise. She said, she remember hearing one of us say, don't form no groups because you form them groups and the minute the group stop, you stop. You gotta be in a position to start doing it on yourself by yourself. So you ain't even dependent on that. And she said she just do it all by herself to the point where she don't wanna do it with nobody. She wanna go, get her 30 minutes plus in and she say the freedom, she said it's to the point where when people call her and if it ain't positive, if it ain't income generating activity, if it's negative, she said do something to her. And I say, wow, that's what has been happening to me. I say because it's been blatant. If it has not, some of my colleagues, it's been like, you calling me, saying, oh, woe is me, what I'm going to do, da, da, da. And I may be in the same position, you just never know. But I don't want to hear that. And I'm like, oh,
right.
Man, I talk to the ball came.
Because you're applying
like,
fire to the fire.
Right. And I say, energy zappers, be gone. This is not going to take place. And I'm not going to allow that any longer. To the point where even, and I'm being transparent, I spoke with my husband on this morning. And I just said some things about happiness. And not to get too doggone transparent, but at the end of the day, I let him know, baby, these are the things that I need to take place going forward. But it was an energy and a tone and a respect and the timing that I said it in, it was so received. And it was just, and all of a sudden was, okay, baby. And you know what I'm saying? We're only, 4 days in of the 30 minutes taking some me time. So when we say 3033, we're not just talking about just weight loss. We're talking about detoxifying your mind. We talk about detoxifying your body. We talk about getting peace, grabbing me time. We're talking about it's a movement for real. It's not just a a campaign so we could all get some money. Let's keep it 100 now. Total Changes is a company. It's a business. They're paying out a whole lot of money, and if you're not a part of it, you could be one getting some of that money. So we have to move product. And the awesome part about it is we got product that works. The T, the Nutriverse, and the NRG. If we don't know about nothing else, them three, game changers. No medical claims, it all results vary, but game changers. So, yeah, money is involved. But the vision up behind, the vision, probably I don't even know if the visionaries knew how effective and how powerful that this was going to move. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, maybe there, I don't know what agendas that was in place, but I will say this, just anything you do for 21 days plus forms a habit. So this is statistics. Mm. This is stuff you can Google. This is stuff that is just common sense, and we know common sense ain't common, come on. And then we didn't take it 30 days of me time, 30 minutes of me time. It's something that's necessary, man. It's just necessary for all of us. And we take it for granted. I took it for granted. I, you know, when we do take 30 minutes of me time, we going to sleep or maybe watching a little tube or something like that. But really just saying this, let me get this exercise in, because I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to give it back to you. I was with your niece, Tiffany, yesterday. And I went down there to Stormy to go work out because we were supposed to have a meet. And got there, workout. I love her because she take it easy on me. She realized, I'm so glad that she gets it. She's like, wait a minute. I know when somebody ain't worked out in a while, they just can't go all the way ham. So she took it light on me, but it was dual. It was definitely needed. So I did my cardio. But she took me over in the other side, Reggie. You know what I'm talking about, where the machines are. So Stormy and all that was on one side, and then me and her were on the other side. And when I tell you this young lady who I've known for numerous years, probably over 10 years, just as long as I've been married to my husband, this is 13 years, she took me on that other side, and she began to speak life, and she began to tell me what the Holy Ghost told her, and I began to tear up. Now, mind you, I did a little cardio on the other side. I'm already tired. My legs are hurting, and I actually accidentally wore the wrong shoes. I had on tennis shoes, but it wasn't a tennis shoe that I should be working out in. So on top of, I'm not used to exercising, I'm already on the wrong doggone shoes, so my leg is hurting. But I'm going to go somewhere with this. So she took me over there, and after she gave me that talk, and it was her compassion that I felt about, you got to do this for you, Larissa, da-da-da-da, whoa, just speaking life. And she said, well, you just do 20 minutes. No, you just do 15 more minutes because that's all you need on this treadmill. So she stayed there with me for a while, and she had me going up a hill on it, and I had a moderate speed. Well, I went on back around to, she left me. She went back because her trainer came. I'm over there by myself. I had no earphones in my ear. I had nothing but the Holy Spirit. I was on there, and my legs was burning, okay? But I got to 15 minutes, and the Holy Spirit said, what you stopping for? And then tears began to fall down my eye again. She don't know this because I was by myself. And I just kept walking. And I just kept walking. And then I said, I'm going to give it to, I get to at least 20, right? I got 20 minutes. And my legs, was, mind you, was hurting and burning because I got on the wrong shoes. And I'm just tired. But then all of a sudden, I didn't feel the pain no more. So I took it all the way to the machine stop, okay? And then I walked to the cool down stop. I didn't even stop to cool down to the last second. And I took my picture of that machine, and it said I had been over a mile plus and 30 minutes exact just on the machine. Now, Maya had did me some more cardio, so I actually got me probably about equal, probably collectively an hour worth of cardio in. So I say that to say it's all in our mind, what we desire. And it's really how bad do you want it? is really stop making it. It's really stop saying things negative because you don't know nothing about it. You can't knock stuff until you try it. Everything is worth a try. If it's not going to kill you, if it's something that somebody said going to make you look good, feel good, and possibly make you some more money because, as Reggie say, it's not for everybody, then why not try it? Why keep watching people driving big cars, big houses, and you inspired by their lifestyle? Because keep it 100, 99% of you be inspired by their lifestyle. Why keep watching them not saying that if God can do it for them, he can do it for me too? So it's about just making a decision, getting so mad, because that's what happened on the treadmill, that I just made a decision. Today, I wasn't able to go down there. I'm thinking I could depend on, let me go down there and get with them. Well, they had to go to a funeral today. So what did I do? After the wake of a wind, throw on my gym, the proper shoes, and got my T.O. We got our stick, because I'm scared of dogs, and we walked this dog on neighborhood. And we sped, walked, and we ran and got back here and still did me some cardio, a little bit of more cardio exercise, because even after speaking to my coach, someone, she said I do need to do, for me, all cardio and stay away from certain foods. So I just say all that to say I hope that helps somebody. I hope that inspires somebody. But the 30-33 is more than just a weight loss. It's really for you. It's really for you to form your habit, get you some discipline, grab you some peace, grab you some positive. And then also, when you come out through this, work on ourselves. And when we come out through this, watch the money and everything else that our heart desire flow. Back to you, Red.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, Larissa. You know, just like I just been talking to people, and it's funny. It's really, really funny because you could talk to people about it, and immediately now I have this discernment to where I can just tell a person's mindset. You know, and it's no offense. It's just that some people, the way that they receive it, it just sounds like hard work to them. They don't see if it's not explained properly, it can seem very, I don't know where to start. And you know what Stormy always says? She always says a confused mind does nothing. So where people wouldn't know where to start will lead them in the wrong direction. But if you could be a student, if you could be coachable, if you could be, you know, that person, I know that me or Larissa can take you to your next place. If you're on this call listening right now and you're looking for an opportunity to change not just your health but your wealth, we want you to send us a DM on Instagram if you have Instagram. If you don't, then what you can do is send us an email, all right? Now, the Instagram, Larissa, go ahead and give them your Instagram.
It's LARISSA underscore Barclay, BARCLAY.
And mine is Reginald Saunders. That's REGINALDSAUNDERS on Instagram. And the email for the drive at five is thedrive@5@gmail.com. That's the thedriveatf. No, it's not the F. You don't spell that out. It's the number 5@gmail.com. All right. So, guys, we are about to go out for the weekend, guys. We can't wait for next weekend to be back with you guys. We want you all to be safe. Play it real safe out there. Don't drink and drive. Take a Uber, take a Lyft, take something that's going to get you back home safe. And we can't wait to see you next week. We can't wait to just hang out with you and just give you more nuggets on how you can build a real, true empire from your living room. All right? So, guys, we will tune in with you guys next week. Thank you again for tuning in with The Drive at 5.
All right, see ya.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rape talk. Oh, we're talking that rape talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.